Tech Thursday on The Last Word.
With the 100% electric XPeng G6. Packed full of tech.
It's time for Tech Thursday, and Andy O'Donoghue has a great idea for this week. Looking at all of the things you could do to enhance your enjoyment of that 2026 World Cup, which we won't be going to because of a certain penalty shootout. Yes. Okay. But still, you know, there are great moments to be had, but you need a good television. Well, you don't need a good television, but it's nice to have a good television. So you're recommending a particular type of television that you think would be great for watching the matches on. Why?
Well, Matt, I think there's a good chance. It's a great socialising opportunity. I mean, I think, is there 104 matches? It's a lot of games.
Too many, perhaps.
Perhaps anyway, too many.
You can pick and choose.
You can pick and choose. However, you're going to get people over it most likely. Or if you're at home, people are watching with family and kids. You want a big telly. Okay, and I know sometimes I say you don't need it. But for an event like this, I think the World Cup or the Olympics, that's when you need to, you know, dig into the budget for the TV. I would suggest the LG Evo C5, which is a fabulous 65-inch telly, 4K, smart TV. And the thing that I like about this, and no matter what TV you're looking at, whether you're looking at an LG or a Sony or a Samsung, motion handling and contrast. So this is really important for a grass sport. It also applies, say, to something like tennis, and also the size of the ball on the screen. That motion handling means you don't get the blur. You get that crisp display, and you really do need that. The C5 OLED that LG use is probably the best football screen that you can get. It's got, crucially for sports, it's got 120 hertz refresh rate, so lovely and smooth. And the AI processor is partly what makes you get that flawless, smooth, fast-moving action. You don't get any blur. It's a smart TV, so you've got WebOS built in. So you've got the Netflix and the Apple apps and all of that. And for around 1,600 euros, I've seen them on sale for, I think it's a tremendous buy, and it will last you years.
If you can take a 65-inch television
in your
room.
Yeah. And if you can't, tell the kids to go live somewhere else.
Okay, right. Now, you've also got a Sonos Arc Ultra Premium Smart Soundbar. Is the sound really important to you when you're watching a match?
It really is, because it's immersive. You want that sound that comes not only to you, but around you. So you want it coming, bouncing off the wall. And the Sonos Arc is a masterpiece at home cinema sound. And you get this wide, multi-directional 3D audio. It's powered by Dolby Atmos. And what that means is it bounces sound off your walls and your ceiling. It envelops you in the sound of match day. Turn the volume up a little bit. And it also has nice features like speech enhancement if you're watching a movie. But for about 900 euros, it's indulgent. But for anyone, any of your listeners who have a Sonos device, I think they've probably all looked at this, because when this came out, it caused such a stir. And honestly, Matt, for sports, it's fabulous.
But would you need to be living in a detached house?
Yes, you would.
Because if you're in a terrace, you're going to be really annoying the people next to you. Or in an apartment above or below.
In an apartment. Apartment to bubble low, you know, their room is going to be rattling like yours. Yeah, for sure. But great sound, and that 3D sound, of course, if you do have the ability or the space to do it, it works really well.
Okay. And of course, as well as that, for your music and everything separately, if you wanted to, that's the job, isn't it?
Yeah, and don't forget, it's got Wi-Fi, so you've got Spotify, you've got Apple Music, and because it's a Sonos device, it integrates into that wider Sonos multi-room audio. You know, which really works so well. You walk into the house, you walk from room to room, and the music follows you even. So you fit into all of that. At around 900 euros, yes, it's pricey. But again, it's one of those products that you buy and it lasts you. You know, you're going to get 5 years out of this.
Okay, you're a big fan of the projector, and you're going to give us a projector. But I wonder, who has a wall big enough that doesn't have a window or a drain pipe running down at your back garden that gets in the way of the picture if you use a projector?
Strategically position the drain pipe. You know, you could maybe mark the pitch with it or something. But the reason I suggest these, and I love them for summer, and I bought my first one about 5 years ago, and I use it every year, and I use it in the garden. And you do, it has to get dark. You know, you can get the good laser projectors. I'm suggesting the Samsung, the Freestyle, which is their second gen of this. And it's €499. You'll buy things like the Mars projectors, same kind of money, cylinder shaped. Some of them have batteries. The Samsung is really nice. And it lets you kind of, the idea, my idea for this is it's barbecue night. So put the match and you talk about the screen. Yes, if you have a big collapsible screen or a screen that you pull down, good. But if you have a whitewashed kitchen wall, it will do you at nighttime during the World Cup. And so you set your projector up, you project onto the wall, and you can get a 100-inch screen. So from a garden wall, ideal side of the house, it will also do. But it also has, the thing that I like about the Samsung is this auto setup that it has. Basically, you turn this on, it automatically focuses, and it automatically straightens the image. So you get that perfect rectangular screen in seconds. It's a 1080p and image, so which is really good. But the Samsung, it has smart TV features built in. So you have the Netflix and the Prime and the Now TV built right in. Also has a little built-in speaker. It's a 360-degree speaker and it pumps out pretty good sound for a device this size. But for €500, my idea is it's barbecue night. Put a quarterfinal or a semi-final and get people around. Works really well.
Invite the neighbours in so they don't be complaining about the noise. These matches from the States, some of them are going to be on very late and into the early hours of the morning. I love your next idea. I'm sure lots of people will go for this. A beer dispenser.
Well, I mean, it follows directly on, I think, from where, you know, you're in the garden doing the barbecue, and the barbecue tech is a whole different segment for us, probably later in the summer, I imagine. But yeah, why not? Because everyone's going to come around and many of them are going to have a beer. And Philips make a thing called the Perfect Draft Pro Beer Dispenser. And we talked about this back at Christmas, and there's a couple of other ones that you can buy, but this works really well. And you buy these little 6 litre kegs, which is about 10 pints of beer.
Is that not very small? Sure, that would just be a wrong, and then you have to change the keg.
Well, you know, I suppose we're encouraging sensible consumption.
Sorry, you're right. Thank you for correcting me on that. Yes.
So, small cups, thank you.
There's no point. It has to be a proper pint glass. If you're going to the bother of having the home bar experience with a professional beer dispenser properly chilled,
yeah,
you know, to get it at the right temperature, then you have to be serving and pint glasses. Let's get real here, Andy.
Fair enough. Okay, fair enough. So pint glass, but okay, buy a couple of kegs. However, what I would say is you can get brands like Stella Artois and Corona, but I see, when I was looking into this recently, I see Jeremy Clarkson's beer is for sale, the Hawkstone, and which apparently is absolutely flying.
That's a triumph of marketing. Nobody knows what it tastes like, and it actually just, yeah, okay.
So you get your little 6 litre keg, you connect it to the Perfect Draft Pro, and like this really does, cools it down to a frosty 0 degrees, and it chills really fast. So you get this set up in no time. And
what does it cost?
It costs, this one is about €380.
And then how much does a keg cost?
A keg is about €50, I think.
And where do you get them from?
You buy them online. There's a couple of companies in Ireland who supply them. You pay your €5 deposit on the keg.
Oh, you return the keg
and then you return the keg and when you get your new one. It's a nice, and I've seen these starting to pop up. People are starting to do this, which is a nice, and it's a nice idea. But the thing is, Matt, it really, like, it does elevate the garden bar to kind of pub experience. So, you know, if you're going all out for the World Cup final, have a think about this.
All right, okay. I'm not sure about your next one. A TV backlight.
Now, see, this is interesting, right? Because this sounds very, it sounds very sort of pedestrian. But the TV backlight is, this is the Govee TV backlight. Really good value, €60. Philips make a device called the Sync Box. And why this is really good is you plug it into your TV. And what these devices do is they take the sound from the television and they display light based on the sound, but also they use the colour on screen. So what happens when you have your TV on in the living room is you get this light glowing in the background behind the telly. And if a player in a red jersey picks the ball up and they zoom in on him, you get this little red shade going across the wall.
Why?
Behind. Because it immerses you into the moment. That's why. And it works really well. It's great for movies, but it works really well for sport.
Nah, don't need that. Okay.
Hard sell?
Hard sell. Go back to the speakers, because you gave us the soundbar earlier, but you also have the Sonos Move 2 portable speaker.
And these are great, right? And the reason I recommend these is, you know, if the weather comes back in a couple of weeks and we're having decent evenings watching the World Cup, if you have a crowd over and people are drifting in between the living room and the garden or the patio or whatever, and you connect something like the Sonos Move 2, and this fits into the whole Sonos thing as we mentioned, and you get 24 hours of continuous battery life. So the idea is just stick one of these in the kitchen. Someone's going in to pour a drink, get bits and pieces, get a bit of grub, come back out to the garden. You can have the commentary running through the house, which I love the idea of. So you're not going to miss a crucial VAR decision or something like that.
Very quick, because we're out of time, Andy. Give me the list of the apps that you can look at as well for World Cup information, score updates. There's an official FIFA app. What else is there, though?
Official FIFA app is really good. One Football and FotMob, they do the goal alerts and the detailed player performance. Yahoo Fantasy, Yahoo have a good... they're doing kind of a good fantasy for the World Cup. Superbrew is a score predictor game where you get points for earning the exact match outcome in the World Cup. And SofaScore is ingenious. It's a brilliant backup for deep dive player ratings and tactical breakdowns. And you get the whole VAR updates and all that.
Just enjoy the football, Andy. Just enjoy watching the football.
The Last Word
with Life Pharmacy. Over 100 local pharmacies nationwide that are always here to help. Life Pharmacy. Live better together.